your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Our politics, we're going to talk a little bit now, moving from Merrick Garland and his testimony this week and some of the questions that came up on the power of the Department of Justice, the FBI, to actually the contradictory argument, because Senator Bob Menendez, Democrat, New Jersey, has just been indicted in a massive indictment from the Southern District of New York. And very interesting what's happening out there because, again, we talked about Merrick Garland, Department of Justice, FBI, targeting their political enemies. Typically, that would mean the people that are on the opposing party. But this is not the first time that Senator Bob Menendez has been targeted by the Department of Justice from the Democrats. Under the Obama administration, the Department of Justice went after Menendez, and he was acquitted in a 2018 or 2019 trial. Took a long time to get over it, but he's a powerful senator, Al.
Yeah, I know.
And in fact, he is the chair of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee. So a very powerful position, but let me tell you what Bob Menendez does not like. He was very strongly against the Obama-Biden administration's JCPOA, the program that gave over $100 billion to Iran in order to cut a peace deal so that they could go ahead and continue a slow move towards a nuclear weapon. He was absolutely adamantly against it.
Yeah.
And after that, he was indicted on these charges. Now, he's acquitted on that count. But now, the Department of Justice has announced a sweeping indictment that shows, and according to the evidence that they provided, that he was taking bribes from a halal meat company in New Jersey that was directly related to weapons sales to the Egyptian government. And in that situation, was given a large amount of cash, a large amount of money, and they have some specific instances where his wife was given a Mercedes, or at least helped pay for a Mercedes, and they found $480,000 in cash in his wife Nadine's safety deposit box, and another $100,000 in gold bars in their house. So it's a pretty damning indictment.
Yeah, it is. You know, Jimmy, you have to ask yourself, isn't all of this really fitting together? Maybe in the Menendez household, the conversations went something like this: if they can do it, we can do it.
Yeah, or maybe they started doing it a long time ago. So again, in this very powerful position, as the Senate Foreign Relations Committee chair, you have to think, is this information here directly related to the payoffs, or are these indictments somewhat spun? Because what is the Biden administration attempting to do again? They're attempting to reach out to Iran. They just gave them $6 billion for five hostages, $1.2 billion per hostage.
Yes, they did.
And
they made
the
front page news. Hey, Jimmy, yeah, if they can do it, we can do it.
Well, and you know, that's what's the problem in D.C. overall, and it's not just Democrats. There are Republicans that get caught doing these things as well. The problem is just the hubris that you can get away with some of these different things. But when you upset the hierarchy for whatever reason, they're going to come after you in order to silence you. So you have to wonder what's actually going on politically behind the scenes. Was this had to do more with, the Department of Justice seeking some opportunity? Is there facts behind it? You have to take those questions into account. You have to look at it critically. It looks like, based on the information they have, that they're dead to rights. But we've seen this before. And again, I wonder what's going on, the politics behind the scenes, because what it requires him to do with a felony indictment against him, he has to withdraw from the Foreign Relations Committee chairmanship, which allows someone else to take leadership in the from the Democrats, and the Democrats will be able to push through other issues that he may have been hesitant to do. So, very crazy. But I don't be surprised if there's not more information that comes out from this later.
Jimmy, I got a question for you. Help me with my spelling. I don't understand how to spell Banana Republic, and I think that, yeah, it's getting to be very, very close to that situation in the United States, you know? I'm sorry I'm saying that, but I really feel that that's true.
Well, you know, New Jersey borders Delaware, right? There's a lot of corruption, and it borders New York. There is a lot of corruption out there, especially up in these northeast areas that have had power for such a long period of time. And unfortunately, the decisions to prosecute or not prosecute, the decisions to investigate, are based mostly on political power moves. They're not really based on what's best interest of the people.
Right. And,
you know, I hate to question it, but I have to question it. And if I don't question it, then I'm just a sheep like everybody else. And that's the unfortunate reality. Too many people take things for face value today. So with this, and again, that's the case with any banana republic, because any banana republic, they depend on propaganda and the power of the state in order to control people's views and ideologies.
I can't think of a better way right now to describe some of the events that are occurring in America currently, Jim, and have been occurring over the past, I would have to say, 7 to 9 years.
Yeah, it really comes back. Honestly, in my view, it goes back to the level of corruption and the public disinformation that was granted for the Obama administration, for him and for Obama to get elected.
Yeah.
He campaigned, you know, remember, he was for a man and a woman, you know, for marriage. Yeah. No, that changed. He was for, you know, the Second Amendment. No, that changed. I mean, every single policy that he campaigned on to look like a moderate, hopeful guy.
Yeah.
Was actually, it turned out to be not true as he went forward later on in the end of his tenure. And then, of course, he supported these very aggressive, progressive policies that have undermined the United States at a major, you know, a major level. And I'm sorry to see it, but I think that influence is carried forward because most of the people on the Biden administration are former Obama administration officials, and they're carrying on the same corrupt activities.
A couple of things are a shame here. President Obama had the ability to really, really push himself into greatness, and he didn't do it. Joe Biden really had the ability to do the same thing, to basically prove to the American people who kept him at the same level in terms of his offices that they were wrong, that he should have been moved up a long time ago. They didn't do that. Hey, you guys, we're going to be right back.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.